2 years ago, the Movement to Restore Trust was formed among local influential Catholics to steer the Diocese of Buffalo toward respectability and renewed public faith in the institution. MRT member and Canisius College president John Hurley says having a permanent bishop will be important as they continue pushing for transparency as the diocese moves forward.
And we had said this at the very start when the MRT was formed back in October of 2018, that we looked for openness and transparency so that the faithful could be assured that we had finally gotten to the bottom of this and that we and that everything about this was known and that we then resolved the claims as best we could in the context of the bankruptcy case.
One local pastor says Bishop Michael Fisher should have the patience of the parishioners and public. But Father Paul Sile, pastor of St. Bernadette Parish in Orchard Park, adds that will not be easy in a social media age and with parishioners wanting answers. Father Sile also urges the new bishop to listen to Catholics at the street level and not be so quickly drawn to the more influential Catholics as he suggests other bishops have done.
It's about the everyday folks in the pew. And right now in our church, whenever an announcement comes out from the diocese, most people who speak to me about it are apprehensive. And it's always about, well, what does this really mean, Father? Because there's that trust issue. Do they mean what they're saying? Do they say what they mean? Or are they someone who is not genuine? And that's what we really need, a genuine bishop, a real shepherd.
Bishop Michael Fisher will be installed as the 15th bishop of Buffalo, January 15th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.